继续来看谁的家能够蒙神祝福呢
？We'll continue to study into the topic of whose house can be blessed.
我们现在翻开撒母耳记下第六章。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 6.
我们来看乌撒被神击杀之后。
And let's look at after Uzzah was struck by God.
第六章的第九节。
Chapter 6 verse 9.
那日大卫惧怕神说。神的约柜怎么可应到我这里来呢
9. David was afraid of the Lord that day and said, How can the ark of God come to me?
第十节
Verse 10.
于是大卫不肯将神的约柜印进大卫的城却印到加特人俄别以东的家中
Verse 10. So David would not move the ark of the Lord with him into the city of David, but David took it aside into the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite.
第十一节
11.
神的约柜在加特人俄别以东家中三个月神赐福给俄别以东和他的全家
The ark of the Lord remained in the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite 3 months and the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his household
十二节
12.
有人告诉大卫王说神因为约柜赐福给俄别以东的家和一切属他的大卫就去欢欢喜喜的将神的约柜从俄别以东家中抬到大卫的城里。
12. Now it was told King David, saying, The Lord has blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that belongs to him because of the ark of God. So David went and brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom to the city of David with gladness.
那这是接下去的一个约柜在俄别以东家三个月的时间。
And the ark of God was in the house of Obed-Edom for 3 months.
我们一般人的看法都雷同。
And most people have a similar view.
你看，博士麦人，他们因为观看约柜被神击杀，他们就不敢把约柜留下来，赶快送走。博士麦人。
And the people before they look into the ark of God and they were struck by God.
那后来送到那个亚比拿达的家里去的。
And then it was later on sent to a different house.
是亚比拿达。
亚比拿达。
那是在基列耶林。
And this was in
在第六章。
In chapter 6.
是不是第六章基列耶林呢
？And it was sent to a different place.
好，那现在大卫他现在本来很高兴的要去迎约柜现在看到乌撒死了之后，他就不敢了。
And David was very glad to receive the ark, but then he found out that Uzzah was struck down, and he was afraid.
他把他送到俄别以东的家里去。
And then he sent it to the house of Obed-Edom.
这里特别提到他是加特人，那是 Gittite.
Oh, and here mentioned that he is a Gittite.
那这个本来是你看住在外邦地的人。
And he was a person who lived in a Gentile land.
但是现在他是属以色列人的。
But now he belongs to the house of the Israelites.
因为约柜要住进他的家里，他最少的条件一定是变成立位的。
Because for the ark of God to enter into his household, he has to at least be.
所以，俄别以东有可能是住在加特的地方。
Be an Israelite, and this is where it resides.
那现在神的约柜运到。俄别以东的家里三个月。
And so now the ark of God is in the house of Obed-Edom for 3 months.
那圣经特别说，神就大大的祝福他跟他的全家。
And the Bible especially mentioned here that the Lord blessed his household.
甚至这个福气都传到了大卫的那个耳中去了。
And that this news of him being blessed even went into the ears of David.
如果注意看第十一节，是神赐福给俄别以东和他的全家。
And if you look closely at verse 11, he blessed him and all his household.
第十二节
verse 12,
是神赐福给，因为约柜赐福给俄别以东的家和一切属他的。
And that the Lord has blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that belongs to him.
那表示说，凡是跟俄别以东有关的人属他的都得福。
That everything belongs to him or is related to him was blessed because of him.
我们就看到，因为当时候大卫他不敢。 把约柜运到大卫城。
And we can see at the time that David was afraid to bring it into the city of David.
因为他知道神是严厉的。
Because he knew that God was very strict.
现在谁要呢？这个约柜谁要呢
？And who wants this ark now?
现在约柜把它送去给了俄贝以东了。
And now he delivered this ark to Obed-Edom.
那这个俄贝以东一定要接受。
And Obed-Edom had to accept it.
其实当众人都害怕的时候
，Even when the people were afraid.
其实是因为众人不知道说神到底要求有多严格。
And the people were afraid because they did not.Understand the standard of God.
他们不知道自己的缺点在哪里。
They did not know of their shortcomings.
其实神是很合理的神。
But in fact, God is a very fair God.
要怎么样来接待约柜？要怎么样在约柜前侍立？神都在律法上写得清清楚楚的。
And everything is written in the law, in the book of law, how the ark is to be received and how it is to be treated.
神给人的要求绝对不会过分的。
And that the standard of God is never more than what we can do.
一定是告诉我们怎么做，神都讲得很清楚，让我们可以有一个法则可以遵行的。
That he has clearly instructed us how to follow this law.
啊，所以其实这个家哦，他愿意打开，把家门打开，让约柜住进去的时候。
And so this house is willing to open their door and receive the ark.
首先，他们一定是知道说这是。这个是神的圣洁的约柜。
First, they must understand that this is a holy ark of God.
他这个家要成为圣洁的。
And that this house must be holy.
要能够让约柜住进来。
And for the ark to live inside this house.
他一定要能够合乎神的标准。
That they must meet the standard of God.
他们现在他们的家人要来侍奉神，要在约柜前侍立，一定要成为圣洁，能够照神的律法来行。
And that their entire household is to serve God, it is to receive the ark of God and follow the laws of God.
所以圣经只是很简单的说，哦，就送到他家去了。
And the Bible simply mentioned that it is brought into the house.
但是这个家一定有相当的心理准备了。
But this house must have some kind of preparation.
现在约柜要到我这里来。
Now that this ark is to be here.
我们家要怎么样来把它成为圣洁？
How can I bring this house to be a holy place?
我们的家要怎么样来照神的律法来侍奉，在神面前能够站立得住
？And how can I meet the laws of God so I can stand in front of God?
这些准备功夫，圣经都没有写的。
And the Bible did not record any of its preparation.
但是我们看到，至少这个家庭他是有所准备的。
But we can see that this household have some kind of preparation.
他们。你看，一家人要一起来在神面前有这个敬畏的态度。
That their entire household was to have a heart of reverence before him.
要愿意遵守神的吩咐。
That they are willing to obey and follow.
不会觉得说在神的约柜是太麻烦、很繁琐啊，这个就是一个好像一个重担。
That it is not a burden to receive the ark of God.
他们的心真的愿意来归向神。
And that their heart is willing to return to.
不管他们过去如何。
No matter of their past.
但是从约柜进来的时候。
The moment that the ark was entered into the house,
他们整个家一定要不一样。
That their entire house needs to be different.
他们的心，你看，就在这里凸显出来了。
And that their heart can be seen here.
所以他们愿意顺服神，他们愿意爱神。
And because they're willing to obey and love God.
大卫一国之尊，那么强大的一个国度。
David, the king of the entire kingdom.
他只是想说，哦，这个他害怕，不敢让约柜进去。其实。大卫是可以想其他办法的。
That he was afraid to receive into the city of David, but in fact he could have came up with a different
option. 这个时候大卫，他说看谁要啊，啊来拿走了。
And this time it seems like whoever wants it can get it.
但是圣经说，凡爱神的必然得福。
But the Bible tells us that whoever loves God will be blessed.
所以诗篇一百二十二篇。
And so if we turn to Proverbs
122.
And Psalms 122.
这是大卫他自己的诗歌。
And this is the Psalm of David.
他后来他终于明白了。
And later on, he finally understood.
当时候，他如果能够进一步的去思想，这到底怎么一回事？他怎么改变
？And at the time, if he could have reflected on the matter,
他早就把约柜迎回去了。
Then he would receive the ark back to his house.
但是这个恩典最后给俄贝以东拿到了。
But now this blessing.Is given to Obed-Edom.
因为第六节一百二十二篇第六节说
，In Psalm 122 verse 6,
耶路撒冷啊，爱你的人必然兴旺。
Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, may they prosper who loves you.
就是说，其实后来大卫他了解，能够为神的事情关心的，会爱神的，会爱神所 所爱的人，这些人都得福。
And David finally understands that whoever loves God and live according to the will of God will be blessed.
真的，你看俄贝以东的家，自从约柜进去之后，神就大大祝福他整个全家。
And since the ark of God entered into the house of Obed-Edom, his household was greatly blessed.
这些福气是明显到众人都知道，都看得出来的。
And this blessing was so obvious that everyone around them can see it.
就像一个很明显的分水岭，约柜进去之前跟之后是截然不同。
And it is very obvious, the difference before and after.
不止他的家人知道，连外面人都看得出来。
Not only within their household, but everyone else around them knew.
至于说神到底怎么祝福俄贝以东，圣经没有具体的说。
And the matter of how God blessed them was not recorded.
但是我们相信这个恩典、这个福气绝对不是只是他们家里的财富增加而已。
But we believe that this blessing is not merely an increase of wealth.
如果财富增加，那个其他的管道也可以做到。
If there is an increase of wealth, there will be also other types of blessings.
但是今天有多少福气是跟钱没有关系的
？But today we know that there are a lot of blessings that has nothing to do with our material wealth.
是这个家能够真的很和谐。
That this house can be harmonious.
全家大小都能够敬畏神。
That everyone in the household can fear God.
都能够欢欢喜喜的来侍奉神。
That they can all serve God wholeheartedly.
都能够在神面前蒙神保守。
And they can bebe blessed and taken care of.
这个家里面充满平安
，and that this household is full of peace.
充满喜乐
，full of joy.
连外人都看出来，这是属神的家庭。
And even the outsiders can see that this house belongs to God.
圣经留下一个线索，让我们可以去思想。
And the Bible leaves us with a clue for us to ponder.
神怎么祝福俄贝以东
？How did God bless Obed-Edom?
看历代志上26章。
And let's turn to First King, or First Chronicle.
历代志上26章。
26。
26章，来看第8节。
Verse 8。
26章第8节，这都是俄贝以东的子孙，他们和他们的儿子并弟兄，都是善于办事的壮士。俄贝以东的子孙共有62人。
6. All these were of the sons of Obed-Edom, and their sons and their brethren, able men with strength for the work, 62 of Obed-Edom.
俄贝以东，你看，后来是因为约柜哈，最后还是被迎到大卫城去的了哈。
And in the end, the ark was received back into the city of David.
大卫为了要让约柜在耶路撒冷能够真的成为众人来敬拜神的一个地点。
And David at the time wanted the Ark of God to be at a place where the people can worship.
他设立了这个制度，祭司、立位人、唱歌的、守门的，应当怎么样来服侍神，就把它排定一个组织，设定一个时间表，让这个在神面前一直都有人在侍奉他。
So David created a timetable to have gatekeepers at the door so that at all time there is someone who is watching over the ark of God.
用全国的力量来供养这些侍奉神的人。
And he uses the strength of the nation to serve the ark of God.
然后这当中就设立包括守门的。
And within this decree, there are the gatekeepers.
那第二十六章就特别说这些守门的班次是谁。
And in chapter 26, it mentions a timetable of these gatekeepers.
你看，如果我们看第四节哈。
And if we look at verse 4,
俄贝以东的长子是谁？他这样一共讲了，俄贝以东有8个儿子。
And that there is a total of 8 sons.
第5节说，因为神赐福给俄贝以东。
And verse 5 especially mentioned God blessed him.
然后第6节说，他的儿子示玛雅有几个儿子，都是大能的壮士，掌管父亲的家。
And that in verse 6, that there were all men of great ability.
然后接下去就讲俄贝以东的家谱了，他的这个儿子是谁。
And it begins to record the genealogy of Obed-Edom.
到最后都说他这个子孙一共有62个，个个都是善于办事的勇士。
And in the end, it mentioned that he has 62 of his descendants
都是很厉害的大能的壮士呢。
All are able men with strength for the work.
每一个都很厉害的。
That every single person is of strength.
所以他这个子孙你看每一个都蒙福啊。
That all of his descendants were blessed.
62个全部都在神的这个看顾底下。
All 62 were under the watch of God.
你是不是看到说 一样在接纳约柜。
So we can see that both are receiving the Ark of God.
俄贝以东只有短短的三个月而已。
In Obed-Edom's household, it was only a merely of 3 months.
神给他的恩典，给他加，跟他数他的恩典，真的是数算不断不尽。
But God's blessing towards him were countless.
那一个家庭像亚比拿达，他接待了约柜几十年呢。
And like the household of in the house of Uzza, Abinadab, there were he received God for many, many years.
他的儿子也在约柜前侍立。
And that his sons served in front of the ark.
但是圣经并没有说他们到底得了什么福气。
But the Bible did not record down any of their blessings.
更惨的是，乌撒都死了。
And what's worse is that Uzza was struck down by God. And Obed-Edom,
你看，他就是因为爱神的这个心，当众人不要的时候，他愿意打开家门。
Because he had the love for God, he opened up his house to receive the ark.
那表示他的这个心，他整个做法都得到神的悦纳。
And that everything he did was accepted by God.
这两个家庭所得到的神的祝福，真的是天壤之别。
And that if you compare these two households, their result are drastically different.
所以我们就看到说，他这个家庭真的在遵守神的命令上面，然后在对待神的态度上都非常的合乎神的要求。
And so we can see this household have followed the decree of God, and the attitude was correct.
他们是配得恩典的。
That they are worthy of a blessing.
今天我们有很多人一样在敬拜神。
And today many of us are worshippers.
也一样在服侍神。
We are servants.
但是我们就看到有些家庭，他所得到神的祝福不一样。
But we can see that different households receive different blessings.
不是神偏心待人的。
It is not that God is unfair.
圣经一直强调说神是不偏待人的。
That the Bible constantly emphasizes that God is fair.
在各地啊，不管在哪里，凡是真的热心，真的是诚心实意的在服侍神的人，神都知道神的祝福。
That in all places, anyone who serves and loves God is noted by Him.
啊，但是有的是在神面前都在侍奉的，但都在侍奉，但是却得到灾祸。
But some people who serve God receive disaster.
所以我们要思想这当中的差别。
And so we need to reflect the difference.
如果我们看那个该隐跟亚伯。
And if we look at Cain and Abel.
再思想一下他们的差别。
And let's look at their differences.
一样献祭给神。
That they both offer to God.
但是这当中最关键的是什么？
But what is the key?
不是他们有没有心的问题，两个人都有心的。
It is not because of their heart. Both of them have a heart to serve.
看创世纪第四章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 4.
再来想想看，当初神跟该隐所讲的话。
And let's think about again, what did God?
我们知道该隐他的祭物，后来神没有悦纳。
God told Cain, and we know that Cain's offering was not accepted by God.
结果该隐就很生气，跟神变脸。
And Cain was angry, and his countenance fell.
那时候神跟他问了一个问题。
And then God asked him a question.
四章第六节说：“你为什么要发怒？你为什么要变脸色呢？”
For verse 6, why are you angry and why has your countenance fallen?
第七节神说：“你若行得好，岂不蒙悦呢？”
7, if you do well, will you not be accepted?
啊，你若行得不好，罪就伏在你的门前呢。
And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door.
哦，他要这个罪哦，一定会恋慕你，但是你一定要制服他。
And its desire is for you, but you should rule over it.
所以我们就看到这里神特别自己说的，他说行得好这些问题是很关键的。
And here God says so himself that the key lies with doing well.
今天很多人都在献祭。
And today many people are offering.
但是不是每个人的祭物都被神悦纳。
But not all offering were accepted by God. Why is that?
因为是在献祭之前的我们的那个动作，我们的行为是怎么样啊？
Because the action preceding the offering is very important.
就是在我们的生活里面，我们是怎么表现的？
That and how are we living out this life?
我们是不是被罪制服呢？还是我们是真的在神面前行的正，是能够胜过罪的？
That are we ruled over by sin, or are we living a life of holiness?
所以神说，你若行得好，一定蒙悦纳。
And so God says so here, if you do well, will you not be accepted?
啊，如果行不好，表示你这当中 被罪控制住了，一定要想办法克服的。
And if you do not do well, that means sin had control over you, and that you must rule over it.
啊，如果行得不好，你再去献祭没有用。
And if you do not do well, and you still continue to offer, then it will be in vain.
就算有心，这个祭物也不会被神悦纳。
That even if you have the heart to serve, it will not be accepted.
也就是说，我们最终也会发现说，好像我们的福气不够。
And that it seems like that our blessing is in lack.
所以我们要行得好，表示我们今天在生活当中一定要真的克服很多的试探引诱跟我们人的情欲问题。
And if we want to do well, we need to rule over many sins and rule over our desires.
我们今天生活当中面对很多的引诱。
And today in our life, we face many temptations.
每一天都有很多的试探。
Every single day,
we face temptations. 我们要怎么样能够保守圣洁？
How can we keep a life of holiness?
这是一个很关键的问题。
It is a key.
今天我们如果没有办法在我们的生活当中真的是行得正，就像这里神所说的，你又行得好。
And today, if we are unable to do well,
那这样子，我们的服事，我们的敬拜，可能就会大打折扣了。
Then our servitude and our worship will not be valued.
哦，所以我们今天信主的家庭一定要更加的谨慎。
And today for us.All the houses who worship God, we must be even more careful.
我们要愿意的像俄贝以东一样，打开家门让神住进来。
That we have to be like Obed-Edom to open up our door to receive Him.
那接下去我们的生活上，不管在信仰上，在各方面，我们都要更加谨慎，能够追求圣洁。
And in our life, in our daily doings and our faith, we must be even more careful.
所以我们看俄贝以东他这个家庭。他本来是普通的利未人的家庭，有可能。
And we can see that the household of Obed-Edom is ordinary.
但是最后，你看他们家的那个福气恩典，跟他们家的圣洁的程度，甚至都超过祭司了。
But we can see that the blessings that receive and that their holiness is beyond the Levites.
哦，所以这个是全家人一起来做的。
And that it is.An effort of an entire family.
绝对不是只是俄贝以东一个人的事情。
And it is not something that is only done by Obed-Edom.
而是一个全家整家人的一起来侍奉，来追求圣洁。
But it is the servitude of the entire family in pursuit of holiness.
哦，这样的一个追求，你说他必然蒙福了。
And if you have this type of pursuit, then you will surely be blessed.
所以我们今天。很多时候，我们的外表的行为看起来都一样，每个人都差不多。
And so today, if we look at our outward appearance, we all look about the same.
也就是说，我们一同参加聚会，我们一同在做工。
That we are all here to attend service, we are all here to serve God.
但是我们每一个人内心所真的所存的意念，我们的动机可能不一样。
But our motivation and the intention that is in our heart is different.
我们。一定要很小心的去检查反省我们自己。
That we must be careful to examine and look into our hearts.
如果我们能够像主耶稣所说的，天父要这个人用心灵跟诚实来拜他。
If we can do what Lord Jesus said to worship in spirit and in truth.
我们真的把耶稣接到我们的心里来住。
Then we have received Lord Jesus Christ into our
hearts. 让我们的家庭成为基督做主的地方。
And that God is the head of our household.
将主耶稣接到我们的家里来了
，and that we have received Lord Jesus into our house.
让我们的生活，整个家庭一起来遵行天父的旨意，来结出圣灵的果子。
And our entire family can bear fruit of the Holy Spirit.
那这样子，我们一定能够看到神的作为在我们的身上，在我们的家庭里。
And if we do this, then we can surely see the works of God in our lives.
那最后，我们一定让其他人看到，哦，这个是属神的家庭。
And in the end, others.We'll see that this is a house that belongs to God.
这是真的是彼此相爱的。
That this is a house full of love.
家庭是和谐的。
It is harmonious.
每一个人真的都是用心在追求真理的。
And everyone is doing their part.
不是在争权夺利。
That they are not fighting.
有时候一些家庭为了一些小小的利益就争得你死我活的。
They are not fighting over small benefits.
有时候就是为一些财富的问题。
Or over wealth.
有时候可能是为一口气的问题。
Or over,
就是所谓的名声问题。
Or over fame.
就是每一个人有很多他觉得很重要的事。
There are many things that a lot of people think that are important.
其实想一想， 这些东西真的很重要吗？
But if you think about it, are these things really that important?
有什么事比得到神的福气更重要？
What is more important than receiving blessings from God?
如果有神同在，
And if God is with you,
那这个家还会缺少恩典吗？
Then will your household be in lack?
所以我们看到主耶稣他提到，这约翰福音告诉我们一个道理。
And we can see that Lord Jesus Christ have mentioned this in the book of John.
约翰福音第一章。
In John chapter 1.
我们今天都是信主的。
That we are all believers of God.
第一章第十二节，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
1 verse 12. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God to those who believe in his name.
我们今天其实我们信主，我们得到神特殊的权柄。
Today we believe in God and we have received His grace and His authority.
我们真的成为神的儿女。
And that we can be His children.
这位全能的神是我们的父。
This Almighty God is our Father.
他是一切福气、恩典、平安的源头。
And He is the source of all blessings and peace.
今天我们愿意接待他的。
And today, if we are willing to receive Him,
已经信他的。
That means we already believe in Him.
我们信了之后，我们愿意接待他。
And after we believe in Him, we receive Him.
所以我们迎主耶稣基督到我们的家里。
And that we receive Him into our house.
成为真正家里的主人。
To become the master of the house.
所以所有的做法都要能够按照神的吩咐来做。
That everything is according to the will of God.
那我们的这样一个能够信神、接待神的这个福气恩典，一定会让众人看得到的。
And that this grace of receiving God will be seen by many.
我们愿意接待神，当然很同时，我们愿意接待弟兄姐妹的。
And if we are willing to receive God, then we're willing to receive other brothers and sisters.
所以我们的家会接待弟兄姐妹。
And that means our house is open to brothers and sisters.
我们会接待这些属神的人呢。
That our house is open to those who belong to God.
主耶稣在第约翰福音十三章哈。
And so Lord Jesus mentioned in John chapter 3,
13章,
chapter 13,
13章的20节,
verse 20,
我实实在在地告诉你们，有人接待我，所差遣的就是接待我，接待我就是接待那差遣我的。
20, most assuredly I say to you, he who receives whomever I send receives me, and he who receives me receives him who sent me.
这就看到说，今天我们的家如果真的是接待主，
And we can see from here that if we receive God into our house, 我们一定会愿意接待弟兄姐妹。Then we are willing to receive our brothers.
所以我们看到今天我们的教会在举办家庭聚会的时候。
And so today, if we look at the church and our family service,
我们发现越来越少教堂愿意打开他们的家来接待弟兄姐妹一起来聚会敬拜神。
We see that there's less and less of families who are willing to receive brothers into their house.
我们发现说最后大家都觉得说啊太麻烦了。
We see that later on most people think that it is a hassle.
最好大家都一起教会聚会就好了。
That it is probably better if everyone can come to church and
不要人来麻烦还要打扫。
Attend service so that there's not a need to clean up.
会想到就想到就很累。
And that just thinking about it makes me tired.
其实我们都想想看。
But if we think about this,
主耶稣今天他在圣经里面从旧约到新约都留下同样的道理。
Today, Lord Jesus, from the Old to the New Testament, have left the same message.
我们如果愿意打开我们的家来接纳弟兄姐妹，
that if today we are willing to open our house to receive brothers,
我们家里面所得到的造就一定是超过我们所想象的。
Then the blessings that we receive from God will be beyond our imagination.
因为首先我们就在实行神的道理。
And because we are following the will of God.
第二个，我们就是把神的恩典引到我们家里面来。
And that we are bringing this blessing into our house.
我们的家，全家大小就从小就知道怎么接待弟兄姐妹。
And in our household, from small to old, they know how to receive others.
以后他们长大之后
，And when they grow up,
他们的家一样会打开，会接纳弟兄姐妹。
They will also open up their house to other brothers.
这个家庭才真的。这个教会的每一个家庭才真的能够像联络整齐的一座城。
And then every single house will be unified like.
因为我们大家都会彼此认识了解的。
Like a city, and because we have come to know each other.
我们真的大家能够像一家人一样。
That we are like a family.
不会觉得说这是你家的事，这是我家的事。
That we will not think this is your business, not mine.
我们真的会彼此相爱。
And that we will love each other.
彼此相爱的。才能够让人看出这是主的门徒。
And if we can love each other, then others can see us as his disciples.
那这也才是真的蒙福的家。
And this is a house that is truly blessed by God.
所以十三章的第三十四节、三十五节。
And in chapter 13, verse 35.
你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
By this, all will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another.
我们看到圣经里面所记录的。
And we can see what the Bible recorded here.
你看，凡是接待主耶稣的家庭都蒙福啊。
That all house who receive God will be blessed.
今天主耶稣在哪里？
Today, where is Lord Jesus?
主耶稣在天上啊。
He is in heaven.
但是今天我们弟兄姐妹。
But today, our brother and sisters,
成为神在地上的代表。
We are his earthly representation.
所以我们愿意接待弟兄姐妹的。
And if we are willing to receive others,
接待主耶稣一样。
Then it is the same as receiving God.
如果我们看路加福音第十章。
And if we look into Luke chapter 10.
路加福音第十章。
Luke chapter 10.
这里提到这个马大、玛利亚跟拉撒路这个家庭。
It mentioned the household of Lazarus, Martha, and Mary.
你看，他们当时候三十八节啊。
And if you look at verse 38.
主耶稣进了那个村庄。
Jesus entered into a certain village.
那时候有一个女人叫马大，她是接他到自己家里来。
There was a woman named Martha who welcomed him into her house.
主动的去把主耶稣接来他家，接待他。
She volunteered to receive him into her house.
然后接着他哦，他就伺候，他就要准备饭食给他吃。
And then after she received him, she prepared food for him.
你看他一接进来的时候，他的妹妹啊，玛利亚。
And then her sister Mary
抓住机会就坐在神的那个主耶稣的脚前啊，听他讲道理。
Grasped onto the opportunity and sat at Jesus' feet to hear his word.
主耶稣说：“玛利亚选择最好的福分。”
And then Jesus said, "Mary picked the better blessing."
因为主耶稣来了，把这个真理带进来。
And because when Jesus entered, he brought the truth with him.
能够在主的脚前听道理，这是何等有福啊！
And that it is such a great blessing to be able to sit at his feet to hear his
word. 虽然当时候马大他接待的事情多了，他也烦了。
And because Martha was bothered by the work that she has to do.
但是他的接待也蒙福。
And yet her servitude was also blessed.
所以后来我们看到约翰福音第十一章，看到这个家庭，你看。主耶稣是怎么样爱这个家庭
？And later, if we look into John chapter 11, that this entire household was greatly blessed by God.
但主耶稣跟他们家是怎么样的亲密、
啊、？That Jesus Christ had a close relationship with this family.
马大、玛利亚他们都这个弟弟生病，第一个想到请主耶稣来。
And when Martha and Mary's brother was ill, the first person that they thought about was Jesus.
你看主耶稣去哪个地方，好像这个马大、玛利亚他们这个家庭拉撒路，他们就跟着。
And wherever Jesus went, they followed.
所以这个家真的蒙福，这个死人都复活了。
And this house was greatly blessed by God that even the dead resurrected.
所以他们接待主了都蒙福啊。
And all those who receive him were blessed.
那如果我们再看使徒行传第二十章。
And if we also look at John chapter 20.
使徒行传二十一章，对不起，二十一章。
Excuse me, Acts.Chapter 21.
使徒行传二十一章，我们看第八节。
Verse 8.
二十一章第八节，第二天我们离开那里，来到该撒利亚，就进了传福音的腓力家里，和他同住。他是那七个执事里的一个。
On the next day, he who were Paul's companions departed and came to Caesarea and entered the house of Philip the evangelist.
二十二啊，接下来第九节。
Verse 9.
他有四个女儿，都是处女，是说预言的。
Now this man had four virgin daughters who prophesied.
第十节说我们在那里住了 10, 多住了几天呢
？And as we stayed many days.
我们就看到这个腓力的家庭也是这样。
And we can see that it is the same for the house of Philip.
那这个腓力呢？你看他全家四个女儿都是在说预言，就是说他们都在传讲神的信息的。
And that him and his four daughters who prophesied.
他们都是处女，表示他们都没有出嫁，都专心的在服侍神。
That they have wholeheartedly served God.
哦，全家人都能一起侍奉神。
That their entire family served God.
这个时候，你看保罗哈、哦、跟他的那个同工一群人呢、啊，就你看到该撒利亚就去他家住了。
And at this time, Paul and his companion came to Caesarea and entered into his house.
那表示他这个家庭其实很多人都知道。
And that means that at the time, many people knew of this family.
因为后来我们看第十节，那个先知亚加布也到他那里去了。
Later on, if we look at verse 10, a certain prophet named Agabus also went into.
所以显然这个腓力的家庭呢，他们好像很多很多工人哦，到那地方都变成他们工人落脚的地点。
And so it becomes apparent that this is a location where the workers of God will come and stay.
所以这个家庭你看那个全家蒙福。
And so that their entire family is blessed.
他们一起在侍奉神。
That they are serving together.
所以他们的福气真的是也是让众人都看得到的。
And that their blessing can be seen by all.
如果按我们今天来说，那四个女儿都是受预言的，都是讲道理，就像都当传道一样的。
And like the four daughters all prophesy, and it is likened today the pastors who evangelize.
菲利的家庭蒙福。
And that his family is blessed.
马大的家庭蒙福。
Martha's family is blessed.
俄贝以东的家庭那更明显。
Obed-Edom's family is even more obvious.
所以今天你看，今天我们教会弟兄姐妹，有些人来信主，实际上是看到某一些蒙福的家庭而来的。
And some people who come to church today, that they came because they saw the blessings of certain families.
我记得你就是在见证他怎么来信主啊。
And I remember when Deacon Lee testified how he came to know God.
看到一个学长的家庭。
He saw the family of
他是这么样的和谐，这么样的充满恩典跟平安呢。
He saw the family of a colleague who seemed like he has such a peaceful and love.
充满喜乐
，loving household full of joy。
这个就是一个蒙福的家庭。
And that he saw that this person's house was a blessed one。
他看到就觉得说啊，这个家庭所拜的这个神真的是真神。
And he saw that, and he thought that this God that they worship must be true。
所以你看，来信主了。
And then he came to believe。
我们今天有很多很多这样的见证。
And today we have many testimonies like this。
我们在福州有一位弟兄是这样见证的。
And in Fuzhou, there is a brother who testified.
我们这位弟兄啊，他说，他本来是外邦人，他本来是福州福建的地方，也很多人都拜偶像。
That he was a Gentile and he worshipped idols.
他哦，后来决定要信耶稣了。
And later he decided to believe in Christ.
信耶稣的时候，他不知道去哪里信呢。
And when he had the heart to believe in Christ, he didn't know where to go.
因为有时候教会也不知道是怎么一回事啊，他外行人、陌生人，他不知道去哪里信耶稣。
And as an outsider of this faith, he did not know where to go to worship this God.
去邻居后面那个路上去看啊，去找。
So then he began to look around his neighborhood.
看着一个家庭门口那边挂十字架。
And then he saw a family hang a cross outside of their door.
啊，这个家庭一定是基督徒。
And he thought this household must be Christian.
他就跑去跟他敲门。
And then so he knocked at the door.
跟他说哦，我要信耶稣，请可不可以告诉我要信哪个教会比较好
？And he said to him, I want to believe in Christ. Can you tell me which church to go?
你知道这个家里的主人怎么说吗
？And did you know what this man of this household said?
他说在他们附近，他说你要信耶稣，你要去信那个王长老的教会。
And he told him, if you want to believe in Christ, then you must believe the God of Elder Wang.
我们教会的长老了。
And he is one of the elders of our church.
那这个主人本身不是真耶稣教会的信徒。
And this man of the household was in fact not a member of our church.
他跟这个路人问这个问题的路人说：“你要信耶稣，你要去王长老那个教会的对。”
Yeah, this was his answer to a bypasser who asked what church to go to.
为什么
？Why?
因为他自己都看到这个长老的家庭全家蒙福。
Because even he saw that his household was blessed by God.
因为他这个家庭全家大小从几代来都是在神的恩典底下被保守住的。
That his house and many generations have been under the care of God.
所以对他来说，哇，这个信主应该就是要这样子蒙福。
And then so to him, this is how he viewed as a blessed house.
我们不知道为什么这个人他自己不要来啊。
And we don't know why this person did not come to church himself.
他一定有他的原因呢。
And he must have his reasons.
但是现在有人要来信主的时候，他就说你要去这个教会。
But now that someone tell him that they want to learn know of Christ, then he mentioned.
表示这个家庭所得到恩典是很明显到众人都看得出来。
And this must mean that this household's blessing must be very evident to everyone who's around him.
我们如果再回过来想说这个俄北以东的家，他全家大小蒙福。
And if we look back into the house of Obed-Edom, how his entire household was blessed.
全家都是会很爱办事的壮士。
His household is full of men who with strength.
真的人丁兴旺，家里面真的是这个后代子孙好像每一个个个都是特别蒙福的。
That his household is full of men with strength and that his descendants are very able.
我们来看诗篇128篇。
And let's turn to Psalm 128.
这样一个敬畏神的家庭要怎样会是 怎样蒙福的。
And we can look at how this family can be blessed.
128篇第一节。
Psalm 128 verse 1.
凡敬畏神，遵行他道的人，便为有福。
Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways.
第二节说，你要吃劳碌得来的，你要享福，事情顺利。
Two, when you eat the labor of your hands, you shall be happy, and it shall be well with you.
第三节说，你妻子在你的内室，好像多结果子的葡萄树。
Three, your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the very heart of your house.
你儿女围绕你的桌子，好像橄榄摘子。
Your children like olive plants all around your table.
第四节，看哪。敬畏神的人必要这样蒙福。
Behold, thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord.
这个就是今天那个俄北以东家的写照。
And this is a depiction and of the house of Obed-Edom.
你看他敬畏神的。
That he is a man who fears God.
他把约柜接进寄到他家去。
He received the ark of God.
他要真的要全家大小要能够生活合乎神的要求。
And that his entire household, from young to old, have met the
standard of God. 在神面前要存一个很敬畏的态度。
That they have a reverent heart before God.
然后他愿意来遵行神的话。
And that they are willing to follow the words of God.
你看，我们从俄北以东开始，你看接下去大卫要去迎接约柜的时候，就是派人去抬回来的。
And we can see that after Obed-Edom, David went to his house to carry the ark of God out.
所以你看接下去。接下去的每一个做法就对了。
And then after that, everything they've done was correct.
所以一个敬畏神的敬畏神的家庭。
And so a house that fears God.
他知道什么事情是合乎神的要求。
This house knows what is the will of God.
就是要这样做。
That you must do this.
不能够去参考外邦人不信神人的方法。
That you cannot look into the ways of the Gentiles.
然后呢，神给他福气。
And then God bless him.
你看第二节。他可以吃劳碌得来的，享福，事情顺利。
When you, he can eat the labor of his hands and be happy.
真的就是，你看，在他的工作上，在他的这个事业上都能够蒙福。
And that in his work and his career, he is also blessed.
一件事情顺不顺利，那跟我们这个整个心情差很多。
And today, If whether or not a thing goes well affects us.
我们的生命哦，有时候会觉得像好像在消失、在流失，是因为哦，有时候事情事事不顺的时候，就很伤我们的心神。
And sometimes we feel like our life is slipping by, because that when something bad happens, our heart is down.
就是每一个部分都不太顺的时候，我们的心里面就很真的是。很伤生命的。
That when nothing is smooth, it hurts us.
但是反过来，如果事情都很顺利的时候，哎，我们就觉得很喜乐。这个时候，生命就旺盛。
But today, if everything is smooth, we are happy and we feel that this life is full of energy.
他能够享福，就是他真的能够付出劳力的，他能够享受。
And that he can eat the labor of his hands.
这就是神的祝福。
And this is a blessing.
然后在家庭上呢？
And in his family,
你的妻子在内室好像多结果子的葡萄树。
His wife is like a fruitful vine in the very heart of his house.
真的是这个夫妻和谐，婚姻美满。
That him and his wife are harmonious,
而且能够
生养
敬虔
后代。And that they can raise godly children.
他的儿女围绕桌子像橄榄摘子，个个都是将来神的啊很有用的工人。
His children are like olive plants all around the table, which they become the servants of God.
能够一起吃饭，表示这个真的家庭和乐融融。
That if they can eat together at a table, it shows that the family is harmonious.
每个家这个家人都是合一的。
That this family is one.
哦，所以这个是敬畏神的，不管在他的事业上，在他的家庭里面，在他的生活的这个实质内涵上，都能够啊得到神祝福。
And thus is a man who is blessed by God in his work and his family.
所以神的应许是真的。
And so the promise of God is true.
你看神在颁布诫命的时候。
When God delivered the decree of his commandments.
有时候我们在看十诫的时候，我们都只有看第一条是什么，第二条是什么，我们都只有看这个什么不可以做，什么不可以做这样。
Sometimes when we look at the Ten Commandments, we only look into the first one and the second one, what we can do and what we can't do.
我们有没有记住神颁诫命的时候讲了一句很重要的话
？But do we remember what God said, when he gave the Ten Commandments?
看出埃及记二十章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 20.
出埃及记二十章。
Exodus chapter 20.
第六节
Verse 6.
二十章第六节。
Verse 6.
爱我、守我诫命的，我必向他、向他们发慈爱，直到千代。
But showing mercy to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments.
这是神亲自的应许。
And this is his promise.
他颁诫命的时候。
That when he
他特别强调说要尊重、要敬拜这独一的真神。
When he brought forth the Ten Commandments, he specifically mentioned to worship this true God.
不可以让这个世界上这些假神偶像在我们心里面占有任何的位置。
That do not let any false idol in this world take hold of your heart.
我们的动作、我们的生活所从事的事情，不可以跟偶像有关系的。
And that our life and how we live our life cannot have anything to do with idols.
如果能够爱，只能说爱我、守我诫命的，我要向他们发慈爱，直到千代。
And he said, I will show mercy to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments.
就是说，他的这个家庭要世世代代蒙福，一直持续下去的。
And that means that, this family and their future generations will be blessed.
这就是神的应许。
And this is the promise of God.
这是这些啊蒙福的家庭。
And these are home houses who are blessed.
那我们都能够真的从神的应许里面来得到信心。
And that we can increase our faith through His promise.
一起来敬畏他，来侍奉他。
That we can all come together to worship and serve Him.
让我们的生活里面来追求圣洁。
That we can pursue holiness in our life.
必然这样子，全家大小蒙福。
And then our entire family will be blessed.
当我们每个家庭都蒙福的时候，我们教会必然兴旺。
And when all families are blessed, then the church will prosper.
神的名一定得到荣耀。
And that His name will be magnified.
有时候你说要传福音，神如果带来的，他看到这些神的恩典，这个就是一个巨大的吸引力，就神带人到他的家里来。
And sometimes when we preach the gospel, we bring people to into His house.
就是让他们来见证爱敬爱神的人。多有恩典。
And we want them to see and this testimony of grace.
以上跟我们一起互相勉励。
And this serves as a mutual encouragement for all of us.
按照他的应许来带领我们的教会。
May God guide the church according to His will.
来祝福我们的家庭。
To bless our families.
我们现在再一起来祷告。
And now let us pray together.
我们利用15分钟来特别祷告，求神来帮助我们建立我们的教会，来坚固我们的信仰。
We will pray for 15 minutes, especially to pray to God to help us to establish the church and establish our faith.
我们彼此代祷，也特别为晚上的布道会祷告。
And let us also intercede for one another and tonight's evangelical service.
剩下这时间灵会的这个所有的聚会。
And everything that will proceed today.
我们一起祷告，我们愿意接受按手祷告到前面来。
And if you are willing to receive the laying of hands, please come forth.
我们用教会的执事帮忙按手祷告。
We will have the pastors of the church come and lay hands on you.
同心祷告。
Let's pray in one accord.